अधिकारी तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः। वी कैन सी दैट व्हेन स्वामीजी वाज प्रीचिंग हियर एंड देयर इन वेस्टर्न कंट्री ईस्टर्न कंट्री so many young person and the young lady joined the movement and all were so much energetic at that time and working so hard for him and preaching and that is why and very quickly it has spread all over But as soon as he left this world, so many devotees became so weak that they could not maintain their inspiring position and what they were in the time of the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Some of them left Krishna consciousness. Some of them became family person, male. And still continuing what Swamiji gave them, chanting, remembering. But became more weak. As they were giving their energy fully in Krishna consciousness, chanting, remembering, serving Him. Distributing books, writing books, printing books, all these activities, always engaged. So after that, they became weaker and weaker. Someone have left totally, some are still anyhow doing, but not so inspired. So how he should continue these things? That as they were inspired before, doing with so a strong desire and hope, how we can continue? I don't want that as you are now so much inspired and when I will return to India then you will be weaker and weaker. I don't want. Whether the grihastha or whether renounced brahmachari, that should be very strong. They should realize that my Gurudev is always with me. Just like we think that my Gurudev has not left this world. Never. Swamiji has not left us. He is also here. He is omnipotent. Omnipotent.
Omnipresent.
Always. And always we should chant and remember in this. As we are chanting, remembering at that time. So we should try to make any arrangement that we should be like that. Never falling down. In India, we have seen that so many problems came to devotees, the disciples of Swami Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. But they never gave up their practices, always energetic. Also in our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, we see that after our Gurudev, we are always preaching, chanting, remembering, more inspired and more with enthusiasm than at the time of our Gurudev. So I want that you all should be like that. Don't see that, oh, now you are so weak, or Gurudev has passed. How it will be? If I have so much faith on Harikatha and all the established truth and always following all these principles, going on chanting and remembering, mostly hearing, then I think you will never fall down, never. In any problem, you will not be weakened. So you should try to do. Because we know that we have, sometimes we are bound to engage ourselves to maintain ourselves by money problem and others. It is money general. But we should try to increase our whole time in Krishna consciousness. Krishna will be bound to help us at that time. Surely. Because Gita is not false. Or Srimad Bhagavat is not false. So you shouldn't be weak by any problem or by any environment. And try to create good environment for our sadhana and bhajan. Where I go, I make a very good, try to make a very good environment that also chant and remember purely and with a strong desire. I think if you have so much faith on these books, then by doing so, following will be so strong, not to be go down. You should also remember this line that Koti Swapi Mahamune, a real devotee, Jagat in this world, real devotees are very rare. Bonafide. So we shall not be hopeless. Never. We are preaching, but not so many persons are coming. Don't be hopeless. We also see that those persons were coming so much in huge number. Now, where they are? So, only very rare devotees will be. So we should not be hopeless that, oh, anyone is not following, not coming. I must follow. We have explained up to Sarva Dharmana Parisajyamam Ekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papadha Moksha Isyami Masucha. Then Mahaprabhu told that, oh, it is Vahya Age Kaha. It is external, you should explain.
Go further.
Then he told, Rakahe Gyan Mishra Bhakti Shaddhasar. Gyan Mishra Bhakti Shaddhasar. What is Gyan Mishra Bhakti? What is Gyan and what is Bhakti? And how they mix, we should understand this. There is much difference in Gyan and Gyan Bhakti. What is that difference?
Gyan means the cultivation of knowledge with the aim of attaining liberation. Whereas Jnana Bhakti means that devotional service which is predominated by the mode of knowledge of the opulence and supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mm. Any example?
An example is
of Jnani and Jnani Bhakta.
Oh. Jnani is any impersonalist like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya before he received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prakashananda Saraswati, personalities like this. And the Jnani Bhakta is someone like Prahlad Maharaj, who Sananda Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, such personalities, they have devotion to the Supreme Lord, they have bhakti, they are pure devotees, but their mood is one of knowledge of the supreme position of the Lord, how he is all powerful, how he is all pervading, how he is all knowing.
Jnani Bhakta are pure devotee or not? Pure devotee? How?
Because they are free from all kinds of material contamination. Only their love is limited by their knowledge. It's covered by their knowledge.
Hmm.
But there's no contamination in their devotion.
What is lacking in them? To be pure devotee.
They are pure devotees.
They are pure devotees. Devotees, but something is lacking in them. What?
Intimate dealings with Lord Krishna.
Yeah?
Intimate dealings with Krishna. They cannot have that bhakti by which Krishna becomes controlled.
Yeah. By this, Krishna may be happy, but not controlled. And this bhakti is always in Braja, not anywhere else. He is telling the Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakankshati Samasarvesu Madhvaktim Labhate Param. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Some sadhaks. Brahmabhuta. You know? Brahmabhuta.
Platform of self-realization, spiritual realization.
That is, in Gita, sthita pragasya ka bhasa samadhistasya ke shava. Prajahati? Come on. So, that sthiti. So Brahmabhuta, always feeling some Brahmabhava. Prasannatma, any problem, not problem. Anyone dying, attacking birth or what is going, let us go. For them, there is no problem. Always Prasannatma, always self-satisfied. They don't want anything, and if anything is lost, nothing to worry, lament. Na sochati na kankshati.
No hankering, no lamentation.
Nothing. Never they want anything. Never problem. And if anything is lost, no off, going on. Samasarvesh bhuteshu, always equal to all. Shatru mitra, friends or enemy, equal to all. They are not attached to any friend, they don't make any friends, and also no enemy. And then, by the effect of this, madbhaktim labhate param, they, what?
They attain devotion.
Parabhakti.
If they get good association.
Parabhakti. they have some.
Yeah.
They are qualified. If not attaining, they are bad luck. And if attaining, very good thing. So though in them, who have not offended Krishna or Gita teachings, that Krishna has prakita body,
material
body. And in his body there is a separate soul. So if they are doing so, then they are offending. They are mudha.
Ignorant.
And they have to fall down in asuring yoni. So many? They will have to fall. Any Brahmavadi like this, if you are funding any devotee, then what will we do? What will be? They will not attend para bhakti. Never. But they are not offending. But they are of this idea only. They may read Srimad Bhagavatam. Not, they don't criticize Srimad Bhagavatam. And they don't follow Brahmavadi like Shankaracharya. Then Krishna will arrange a very good association for them quickly, and he will attend parabhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, "Yo bhajya aage kahara." Why he told? That it is also external. Can you tell any? You? Why is Ramesh? What doing? Oh, bhajya. You are doing something. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told here that iho bhajya aage kahar. Very good thing. Why? What I told? Your mind was not here. Your ears were not here. I want that you should hear also. Then you will be perfect. Pundarik kar sakta hai?
When you have a misrita bhakti, one cannot enter into braja, not even coming in inside braja at all.
It is bahya. Out.
External.
External. Why?
No one gets it.
Huh?
No engagement.
What engagement?
No transcendental engagement of the Atma.
Why?
Because there is no...
Labhate para bhaktim?
Only in voice.
Mala.
Negation is in the spirit.
It's dependent on association. Without association, this process has no value.
He has not achieved that bhakti. Still, para bhakti has not. He is waiting. If he attends, then he will be iho hor. But still, he is waiting for these things. But if he does any offense, then he is of nothing. He is. Yes. So, this bhakti is somewhat mixed with bhakti, this jnana, knowledge. What knowledge? There are so many kinds of bhakti. One, Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, and then Arup Siddha. Really, Arup Siddha Bhakti is not bhakti. Sometimes we
attribute.
At that time, mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, mixed with tapa, mixed with remembrance, yoga, that bhakti. sometimes mix with karma. Karma is prominent, bhakti is secondary. Then it will be karma siddha, karma vidha bhakti. Karma ki? Karma miksha. Arop. It is also called guna bhakti, guna bhuti bhakti. Not really bhakti. Like only distributing books. Books may be authentic, and he is dissipating so much. It is real bhakti. But if that very book we will see, we will read, we hear from any bona fide Vaishnava, then it may be pure bhakti. It may be that by selling and using that money in Krishna consciousness, it will give some fruits and that impression, and that will be sukriti. It may be. But really not bhakti. Sramadam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam. These are direct bhakti. They are sarv-siddha bhakti. These are not sarv-siddha bhakti. If anyone making temple by lakhs and lakhs crores of money, always engaged in that, is it sarv-siddha bhakti? No. We see that in South India, or also in Northern India, there are very big, big temples, but only crows and
pigeons,
always there, making
stones.
Then, very Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti. So these are not pure Bhakti. It does not come in Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmai, direct service. And moreover, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shramanam, Mathura Bhashi, Mutte, Shraddhayas, Sakal Sadhana Shrashta, E Pancham, Krishna Prem, Janma, E Pancham. If anyone has not done any offense and not doing offense, and if he is in the association of sadhu, pure, rasik and tattvajna both. Tattvajna, you know, knowing all kinds of established truth, and he is performing himself all these things, and in that kind of association always chanting in their guidance, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and worshipping all these five, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vas. If you are going to Vrindavan and Mathura and Navadvip, and you are living there, taking your meals, in evening, parikrama, or hearing something, but independently, not any good Vaishnava guidance, then what it will be? Like Vrindavan, we have seen that so many women devotees and men devotees always going here and seeing Rasila, you know, and also taking cigarettes and bidis and tobacco and all other things, and they sleep and they go to sea and then coming, doing no chanting, nothing. So being in Vrindavan will not do. We should be in the guidance of always, that he will control and chant and remember. He will say, that I am going to do chant name in lonely place, in a room, and he
shut
the door. And after some time, Gurudev went to say, where is Kon Prabhu?
Dhir
Krishna Prabhu. Where? Oh, he's chanting and remembering. Where?
Close door.
Oh, close door. There. And Gurudev appeared in a
peeping.
And he saw that clerk.
I am tired.
So much pain. My stomach is making so much trouble.
Today
I have taken so much halwa.
I wanted, but there was no halwa.
So, if you will be there independently, then all problems will come. Any of them. If you are chanting less and less but independently, then kabhu nama bhaar sadai nama parad e sab janive bhai Krishna bhakti bhaar. Krishna prem na hai ankur. Krishna prem vilak. Koti janme jadi kare samana kirtan sabutana paaye Krishna pade
te.
Tabe jani tahate apradher parchur. Krishna am bijita hai na kare ankur. What is the meaning? Yes, sir.
When they sense the Harinam, hearing and chanting for many, many births, hundreds and thousands of births.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been quoted from there.
But if he is committing offenses, then the prema will not sprout within his heart.
Sometimes he could not imagine that what I am doing. Criticizing, offending, but he will think that, oh, I am doing my Gurudev's service. I am serving my Gurudev. I am serving high class of devotees by this. He will not realize all this. So we must be in the guidance of any pure devotee. If we are not doing so, then that bhakti is not bhakti. That is karma. Actually it is karma. If you are not associating with any bona fide Vaishnava and doing so many activities, then all our activities will turn to karma. Kya che? Karma hai? Bhakti rahe dur.
Mahate sanga vina kono krishna
bhakti. Kono karje bhakti na hai.
Krishna bhakti dhiraya hum karma hai sir.
What is the meaning? You?
Ami.
Haan.
Mahatere kripa vina kono karme bhakti na hai. Karme siddhi na hai.
Means?
Without the mercy of Mahat, that means spiritual realized.
Mahat sadhu sangha.
Yes. With spiritual, with realized soul and five class devotee, without his mercy, we could not success also any karma. What to say about Krishna bhakti? It is far away from karma. But if the Mahat devotee, that means high class devotee, will be merciful with anyone, then everything will be successful for him and Krishna bhakti will be very easy for him.
Your karma will not be
perfect,
Maharaj?
Huh?
Nayantam is saying that without the association and mercy of the pure devotee,
even karma cannot be performed. What to speak of bhakti?
No, he is not clear. In any activities of that person, all are bogus karma. They are not bhakti. Nothing. Well, achha. So Raya kahe iho baj aage kahar.
Prabhu kahe
iho baj aage kahar. He has Mishra Bhakti. But Mishra Bhakti is no pure Bhakti. So we should try to act or follow pure Bhakti. Not mixing with Jnana, Karma, Yoga, Tapasya, nothing. Jnana Sunya Bhakti, Sadhya Sar. Then he told that Jnana Sunya Bhakti, the bhakti without almagation. Then, jnani prayaso dupasya namante vajivanti sanmukharitang bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita tanuang manubhi. Jnani prayaso dupasya. What we speak of nirvishesh jnana? Even Bhagavat Tattva knowing, appearance of Krishna, the Krishna is Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of God, we'll have to forget. We should not try to always explain all these things. We should hear Harikatha. Appearance of Krishna and Krishna Tattva automatically will come in that devotee. And gradually by hearing past